95.7 Hog, Daytona's Rock Station, The Morning Hog, Riggs, Intern Steve, Josh from SR Parade. It's a Morning Hog Brew Review. Yeah. Make some noise.
What's up?
Woo! Listen to that audience. Whoa. Wait, there's two of you.
There's two of us.
Wait, that one's less bearded.
Just slightly.
Introduce your SR Parade bro.
So this is Jeremy Martin. He's kind of my counterpart. For our non-alcoholic brands.
Jeremy!
Right.
Good morning.
All right.
I'm pretty much a lamer version of Josh.
Well, that's okay. You got to be able to...
Hey, you said it, not us.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
We know the truth, but I can reach the top shelf in the pantry, so...
Oh! Oh, my God. Holy hell, this is starting off salty.
I've laughed.
Wow. We got a whole weekend ahead of us. It's already getting competitive. Well, welcome. And I know that you brought us some tasty beverages to enjoy, and we don't have to reach for them. Josh, you can reach us easily. So tell us what's up.
So we actually have Black Rifle Coffee Company.
Okay.
We just started distribution on these guys, so we're pretty excited.
It's so ironic. Steve and I decided to wear our Black Rifle shirts today.
Huh.
That's incredible.
How ironic.
Weird.
Wow.
I mean, irony is, it's a word. Let's just say that. And it's got five or something letters. Black Rifle, fresh on the SR Parade campus, I suppose.
Yeah, we just got our first shipment in late December.
Love it. This has a coffee aroma.
This is a coffee-based energy drink.
Okay.
It's made out of 100% Colombian coffee by Black Rifle people.
Really?
They've been making traditional coffee since 2014.
Okay.
So decided to get into the energy drink market.
So obviously we know coffee has caffeine, but what is the enhancement that the energy drink part gives it?
They don't fool around with anything you can't pronounce.
Really?
There is a busload of caffeine.
Really?
And this 11-ounce can that we're sampling has 200 milligrams of caffeine.
Holy.
Can I cuss now?
Holy sh**. Well, we're splitting it four ways, so that's a good thing. You know, like we got the proper, but if you want to start your day or continue your day, this is the way to go.
Yeah.
And it's not super, super strong as far as like the flavor. Like, there's not a lot of bite. You taste coffee, but it's nice and smooth.
Right.
Yeah. I'm getting I like the chocolatey back in there, too.
Yeah.
You know?
So this one is the espresso with cream. So you're obviously getting a little bit of creaminess in there.
Okay.
It's really tasty, and it's something I'm going to grab in my mornings from now on. That's for sure.
Yeah. I mean, we need to... Oftentimes, we need to wake up before the show. Steve and I do.
I think we discussed this before. I was never a coffee guy. I like it, my
Me
beer.
Too.
But our company got an espresso machine. And then I had to buy an espresso machine.
Okay.
So
what is the Black Rifle line? Is that like a derivative of something? Are they in their own? That's their own thing.
That's their own thing. So this is a veteran-owned company. They started in 2014.
Oh, really?
They're in Tennessee and Utah. They just wanted to make coffee. They're 51% of their employees are either veterans or retired first responders.
Wow.
They're very committed to supporting the frontline guys and police and firefighters and so forth. It was basically some friends that wanted to make some coffee that wasn't,
full of crap.
Yeah.
Right.
You can go in,
pronounce everything.
You can order a large and they don't pretend they don't know
good.
What they're talking.
Okay.
About.
That's good. Good.
Yeah.
So they've blown up. Their social media presence is huge. They've got about 200,000 monthly subscribers that they send K-Cups.
Really?
To.
Really?
They have like 6 million followers on Facebook.
Wow.
Woo. These guys are coffee and guns and fun.
Okay.
You watch their YouTube channel and you're like, I need coffee and a Glock.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're sleepy and you have a firearm, it doesn't seem to go together.
Exactly.
Honestly.
But, they have a mortar
that
they shoot coffee cans out of.
Really? Yeah.
No, they're wildly irresponsible.
Oh, that's great.
It's my kind of people, man. So we're really excited to be partnered with them. So they're coming out with these. You're starting to see them in the market now.
Yeah.
And they're just great people to work with. They're very involved in the community and giving back.
Yeah.
Everything that they have is domestically produced, except the beans, obviously.
Okay.
Grow coffee.
Yep.
So this is all, like I said earlier, 100% Colombian beans that they use.
Colombia's still the front runner in coffee bean production.
Yeah. Still? And it's the second best energy source from Colombia.
Really?
But
okay.
This one doesn't get you in trouble with the cops. So.
Oh, I thought you were talking about workout bands. Okay, you're thinking about... I got you. Yeah. Nola, listen, if you're going to be caffeinated, you might as well... And you want to support an organization that is run by and supports vets. I don't know why you wouldn't go anywhere else.
Absolutely. Right. This is American as apple pie.
What are you pouring out, Josh?
So I got another flavor for us.
Okay.
So this one is the espresso mocha. One thing I did notice on the can here says it's a good source of protein.
Really?
7 grams of protein per can.
Yep. Whoa.
That's actually not that bad.
No,
that's
not.
Cool.
That is pretty. Yeah. That's Yeah.
That's my justification for the calories.
I've been chugging bags of cashews for protein, but I'll go with this instead if I'm going to get the caffeine boost as well as the protein.
Almost tastes like you.
Okay, like almost.
This one.
You said Yoo-hoo. I thought you said it almost tastes like you.
Yeah.
This is getting weird, guys.
This is really, that's in the second segment. Stick around. That really is Yoo-hoo-ish. That's got less, to me, that's got less coffee front and a lot more of that.
A lot more chocolate.
Oh, mocha.
That's nice, though.
Very milk chocolatey.
You know, Valentine's Day just around the corner, guys, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like this would be like, hey, I love you. I want you to be properly caffeinated and hydrated and proteined. You get some Black Rifle, right?
Protein.
Say that to your girlfriend. See how that goes. But wow, that's okay. So those are...
My wife would be pissed.
SRParrot.com/beerfinder. Of course, is where you can go to find any of the good SR Parrot products. But where could we head to pick up these Black Rifle items?
So these are available right now in Publix. Okay. You can get them at 7-Eleven. A lot of our independent retailers are coming on board. If you're in South Daytona, you want to stop by. See our guy Yogi at Big Discount. He's got it ready to go. So we're kind of just now rolling out with it. We've only had it about a month, but obviously being in Publix is a big one.
Yeah.
That's nice.
So it's really easy to find. All the 7-Elevens are bringing it in.
And again, saving you steps. It's like coffee. I'm not a coffee drinker, so I see people making it. You got to make it. You got to get the water. You got to balance stuff. It's already done. It's in the can.
It's in the can, ready to go.
Grab
right,
it,
Steve?
And out
crack
the door.
And sip.
Wow. I dig that.
All put right. that down. Well, we'll do that in round two. Stick around. More of the Morning Hog Brew Review with our friends from SR Parrot coming up next on 95.7 The Hog and The Morning Hog.
Boom.